Tonight's shiur, Parshat Nitzavim. It's going to be just a little bit from the Parsha. Most of this shiur is going to be devoted to Inyanei Diyoma, Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, etc. The Seder begins, Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kolchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So the Sfarim bring down that Atem Nitzavim Hayom, today, is a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Hayom, today is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Nor Chaim Siman Taf Kaf Ches, he followeth, Lo Adu Rosh. There are 3 days of the week that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on. What are they? Lo Adu Rosh, Aleph Dalet Vav, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's a hint to this as the Olas Ephraim from Pasuk in Zechariah, which we say, Halo Ze'ud Mutzal Me'esh. Oud is like a skewer, firebrand, right? The skewer that is saved from the fire. Oud is also the letters Aleph Vav Dalet, or Aleph Dalet Vav Adu, which are the days that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall on. In other words, these days are Mutzal Me'esh, they're saved from the fire of the din of Rosh Hashanah. Hint. Now, why dafka these 3 days? Why is it dafka Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday that Rosh Hashanah don't fall out on? Say that there's, because these 3 days in the days of creation, there was an element of kitru, chait, something to that effect. How so? On the first day of creation, Aleph, as the first day, Hashem created the light and the darkness. Chazal tell us, then when Hashem saw the maisim of the Rishayim, so he didn't want the lights to be given out to the world, so he hid the light. They say that it was hidden in the light of the Torah. Hidden away for the tzaddikim. So since there was this friction between the Rishayim and the tzaddikim, Hashem had to hide the or. So therefore, that day is not a day of judgment. We know it's not a good day for judgment. That's Aleph. Dalet is Yom Revi'i. What happened in Yom Revi'i? That's when Hashem created the sun and the moon. And as we know, the moon complained and said, "Hi, how can you have two kings in the same crown? That's not right, etc." So Hashem said, "Okay, fine, so make yourself smaller." So here again, there was this machlekes with the sun and the moon, and therefore that's not a good day to have a din either. That's dull. And of course, Vav, Yom Shishi, that's when man was created. And of course, that same day he was created, he sinned, ate from the Eitz Hadas, and therefore that's also not a good day, since it's a day of sin, of chet. Therefore, those 3 days, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, Adu, are not days of when Rosh Hashanah falls out, because they're not good days that we to have din on. So, Sefer called the Birkas Moedecha, doesn't really say this, but Lahore, you have to add this. It says that there's a tikkun for these 3 days, however. Now, why do we need a tikkun? He doesn't say this. But Lahore, these 3 days need a tikkun because Lamai says, things happened in history, Rosh Hashanah does fall out on these days, meaning the second day, right? The first day never falls out on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. But all these 3 days do fall out on the second day. As we know today, there's Rosh Hashanah is 2 days everywhere, in Eretz and there is Yisrael. Right? So when Rosh Hashanah falls out, for example, on Shabbos, so then it will be Shabbos Sunday. So Yom Rishon, the first day, comes out. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Tuesday, so then you have Tuesday, Wednesday. Second day is Wednesday. And when it falls out on Chamishi Shishi, so the second day is Shishi. So it comes out that we do celebrate Rosh Hashanah on Adu, at least the second days. However, that's why Hashem created a tikkun for these 3 days, because of the not such good days we mentioned. So Hashem made a tikkun for them. Now, what's the tikkun? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Zayin, Gimel Dvari Mekarin Gzardin Shel Adam. There's 3 things which tear up a bad din of a person. What are they? Tztaka, Tzaka, and Shinui Maisa. Okay, giving Tztaka, Tzaka, calling out, and Shinui Maisa, changing one's ways. In other words, what do we call it in our tefillah? Tshuva, tefila, and staka. Right? Staka, staka. Tzaka is crying out, that's tefila. And shinuya maisa, that's doing tshuva, changing one's ways. Tshuva, tefila, and staka. Also, some machzorim have written on top of these words, tshuva, tefila, and staka, on the top of staka, is written, like a tshuva, excuse me, it is written tzom, and on top of tefillah is kol, and on top of tzedakah is mammon, because that's what they are. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah is tzom, kol, and mammon. Why tzom, kol, mammon? These three words all have the gematria of 136. Come. So we have tzom, kol, and mammon. They are mekarin gzardin shel adam, and they are a tikkun for our 3 days of aleph, dalet, and vav. How so? Adam Arishon, he ate from the tree of Eitz Hadas, and that's what we said that was the chait. So what's the tikkun for eating? Fasting. That's the tzom. And what happened with the moon? The moon complained, started machloikus, you know, hey, it's not fair, I want to be bright, can't be too bright, you know, two kings in the same crown, etc. So he started a machloikus. So what's the tikkun for machloikus? To have shalom. How do you have shalom? Through tzedakah, marbim shalom, giving tzedakah to each other. That's a tikkun for the e-shalom. And finally, the or that we said was put away for the tzaddikim, so what's the tikkun for that? That's the kol. Kol is the kol haTorah. As we said, the or was put into the Torah. So the kol haTorah, when we say learn Torah, that's a tikkun for the sin of the problem with the or and the choshech. So mainly we have tzom, kol, and mammon are the three tikkunim for the 3 days of Aleph, Dalet, Vav. And there's a further hint to it in our Seder over here. Therefore it says, Atem nitzavim hayom, the first letters of Or, we said the Or Torah, which is one of the tikkunim, and fasting, which is tzom, it's also tainis, so that begins with the taf, and mammon begins with the mem. So we have Or, tainis, and mammon is Atem. So Mele, the Pasuk says, hint, rem is Atem, if you have the Aleph, Taf Mem, which is the Or, the Tainus, and the Mammon, which are the Tikkunim for these 3 days, then Nitzavim Hayom, then you can stand today on Rosh Hashanah. We said Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, you're Mesakin these three things, so the Tikkun for the second days of Rosh Hashanah, and the first days we said don't need a Tikkun, so if you have these Tikkunim, Atem, then Nitzavim Hayom on Rosh Hashanah. Perek Lamed, beginning of Perek Lamed, some psukim here, says, V'haya ki yavo alecha kol hadorim e'ela, bracha v'aklala, when these things come on you, bracha and klala, asher nasati lefanecha, v'ashevosu levecha b'chol agayim asher edidacha Hashem alokecha shama. And then what happens, we have this klala comes upon us, and v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha, but then we do tshuva. V'shamata v'kolo, then Hashem hears our tshuva, etc. V'shav Hashem elkecha, shvuscha v'irichamecha. And then Hashem has pity on us. So says the Chasam Sofer that these psukim, we learn from here, we see from here how Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with us in this world. That things start out first, you know, bracha, everything's good, we're good, we're doing what we're supposed to do, bracha. But then comes the klala, when we don't listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu, He brings the klala, the punishment. But then we do tshuva, hopefully. And then finally, once we do tshuva, we go back to the bracha again, we go to the richamcha, Hashem has rachmanis on us. So he says, this hanhaga of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is hinted to in the sounds of the shofar. How so? Says the how do we sound the shofar? Tkia, shvarim, trua, tkia. Says the Chasam Sofer, here's the remez. The tkia is a plain sound. That's the bracha. Clear, plain sound. That's tkia. Then comes shvarim, means broken. Right? That's when we don't listen to Hashem. Comes the klala, and the onish, the punishment, the breaking, the shvarim, we're being broken. Then what happens after that? We do tshuva. That's the trua. That's the crying sound. We cry. We do tshuva, and then Hashem puts us back, gives us the bracha again. Good, you do tshuva and back to tkiya. So you have tkiya, shvarim, and then trua is the tshuva, and then tkiya again. He says, however, he says sometimes it's not necessary to have the punishment. Right? We go off, but we right away do tshuva. So we have the tkiya, okay, and then we right away do the tshuva, and we don't have to suffer the shvarim. We don't have to punish us. We right away do tshuva, and then Hashem brings the tkiya. What is that? Tkiya, trua, tkiya, tarat. Right, starts with the tkiya, right away, after we do go off, we right away do tshuva. We have the tshuva, we cry, we do the tshuva, and then comes the tkiya again. Tshuva, and the tkiya, tshuva, tkiya. And finally, sometimes, he says that we go off. First Hashem brings the tkiya, then we go off, and Hashem punishes us. But we say, Hashem, we don't know what to do. What did we do wrong? We don't know. And Hashem has rachmanis on us anyways. And he brings the back to the tkiya, even without the tshuva. And therefore, we have the tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, the tashat. So we have all the different sounds of the shofar, all the remes to the different hanghagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world with us. The slichas, should we say, started saying this week. The end of the slichas, sometimes we go through this a little bit fast, but we have the section of the asay, asay laman, right? Asay laman this, asay laman that, whole bunch of them. So we have three which seem very similar. So the asay laman harugim al shem kachecha, do it for the sake of those that are demarkad Hashem, they're killed al kiddush Hashem, harugim al shem kachecha. Then we say asay laman tvuchim al yehudecha, those that are slaughtered and also l'shem, al kiddush Hashem. And finally, asay laman by ve'esh u'mayim, those go into the water and to the fire and water, al kiddush shemecha, to mekadesh your name. So they're all pretty much the same thing. Harugim, tfuchim, mayim, ve'esh, it's all basically being moser nefesh and dying al kiddush Hashem. So what are these three things? So Yari Yisrael says like this: three different types of kiddush Hashem. The first type is what? A person, let's say he's driving his car, and he's going through the shtachim, and all of a sudden an Arab, jumps out from behind the bushes and starts shooting at him, and Rachman Leitzan, he kills the Yid. So he died, that's called dying, Al Kiddush Hashem. An Arab killed him, right, because he was a Jew. That's called dying, Al Kiddush Hashem. Fine. So that's the first thing. Asay laman harugim al shem kachecha, those who was killed. Meaning, he didn't plan on it. He didn't plan on giving up his life. He was just driving innocently, and all of a sudden he got killed out of the blue. So he was that's called harugim al shem kachecha. However, there's a different madriga, and that's the second one. Tfuchim al shem yichudecha. What is that? Somebody who gets killed al kiddush Hashem, but he knows he's being killed al kiddush Hashem. He's not just driving and happens to be shot at. But as we see examples in the Gemara, example like Hannah and her seven sons, bow down to his idol, I'll kill you. He said, no, boom, and they got killed one after the other. So this is people that gave up their life knowingly, wanting, not just out of the blue. They knew what they were doing, and they were being killed, knew they were going to get killed, but they were prepared. So that's the second one. That's tvuchim al yichudecha, that they're shechted al yichudecha, but knowingly, knowing what they're doing. Then there's a last madriga, and that is bayi asay laman bayi beishuv amayim al kiddush shemecha. What is that? Example like we have in the Gemara in Gittin, daf nun zayin al beis, with the for example the 400 boys and girls. The Gemara says that they were taken in a ship to Rome for immoral purposes, and the girls got psak that they're allowed to commit suicide, nor not this shouldn't happen, and they jumped off the boat, and the kiddush Hashem, the boys said, well, if the girls are there for moral purposes, and so certainly us, and they did a kavah chomer, they also killed themselves. So these are bai beishu b'mayim, different madrega. Here they not only were b'kadosh Hashem shemayim, but they actively did it, not were killed, but they killed themselves. So Mela, that's the third asay laman. There's a minhag that we do hataras nedarim on before Rosh Hashanah. The Shach on the Torah on Parshas Matos says as a hint. It says in the inyan of nedarim in the Torah, lo yachel dvaro k'chol asher yetze mipiv yasa. So he says you take the last letters of lo yachel dvaro k'chol, spells Elul. So here's the pasuk saying you're not allowed to mechal. You have to keep what you say. You can't go against your nedarim. So here's a hint to hataras nedarim and elo, right? Lo yachel devaro kechol sofei tevas elo. The shari yashar he adds to that. He says why dafka the last letters are remes elo to letters to elo. Because when do we do Hataras Nedarim? On the last day of Elul. So Mela, it's a hint to the last letters in the words Lo Yachel Dvarav Kachol, because it's the Elul, the end of Elul that we do it, so it's a hint to that as well. Now Rosh Hashanah, as we said before, it's unusual here in Eretz Yisrael specifically that it's 2 days, 2 day Yontav. It's all Shaila in the post scheme. How do we look at these 2 days? Right? Are these 2 days to be looked at as two separate days of Kedusha or Yom HaRichta, one long day? So as a result, that's we on the second day when we make Kiddush, or we wear something new, we have a new fruit on the second night, right? Just in case it happens to be one long day and there's no need for Shachianu, so just in case we cover it and we have a new fruit, etc. Yonos and Ibishitz is the following, that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which of course start with Rosh Hashanah and culminate with Yom Kippur, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are keneged the Aseres Hadibros. Okay, now the first two of the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, were said B'diburecha. B'meila, it's a nice remez, because since Anochi and Lo Yelecha, the first two of the Aseres Hadibros, which are keneged the first 2 days of Yesiras Yemei Tshuva, is B'diburecha, it's a remez to the fact that Rosh Hashanah, according to one sheet, is Yom HaRichta, one long day, and therefore the first two Dibros are said at once. Sefer called Olamo Shel Abba brings a midrash that another remez, that the 70 Dayanim that sit on the Sanhedrin are connected the 70 holy days of the Jewish calendar. How do we get 70 days? Well, you have 52 days of Shabbos, 52 weeks, 52 Shabboses. You have 8 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos. Altogether, that's 70. So the 70 members of Sanhedrin is connected the 70 holy days of the year. Now, this Cheshbon, though, is only works if Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichta. Because if it's 2 separate days, then it's really not 70, but it's 71. So he says, it's a nice remez to this as well, because Lamaisa, it's a machloikis in the beginning of Sanhedrin. How many members are there on a Sanhedrin? The Rabbanan say there's 71, and Rabbi Yehuda says there's 70. So haba hatalia, right? One's dependent on the other. That if Rosh Hashanah is only one day, it's Yom HaRichta, so mainly you have 70 holy days, and mainly that's connected to 70 members of Sanhedrin. If, however, going to the other Shita, where Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, it's not Yom HaRichta, so mainly you have an extra one of the day, holy day of the year, you don't have 7, you have 71, so that's very nice, that's according to Rabbanan, which holds, in fact, there's 71 members of the Sanhedrin. All works out. You know, at the Leil Rosh Hashanah, we put on the table, we eat a simanim for a good year. So, and the most famous siman that is done everywhere is tapuach bidvash, right? That you eat apple and honey. So why dafke apple and honey? So the Imre Noam says that the gematria of tapuach is 494. So what's the significance of that? Then we know that Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is poke the akarot. Right? People that are barren, Hashem remembers them on Rosh Hashanah. Like we learned in our morning shiur, right? The Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, Tzara, etc. So we read Hashem pakad Tzara, we read on Rosh Hashanah, etc. Hashem remembers the akaras on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore we eat tapuach. Tapuach is 494. Which is the same gematria of Pru Revu. Revu. It's not Revu, but Pru Revu is 494. So Mele, that's where you tapuach, that's a, reminds us of the Indian of having children, Pru Revu. Also, he says that Dvash, the same gematria of Dvash is Isha. Of course, that's the where the children come from. So Mele, tapuach Udvash, that's Pru Revu and a woman, sin. I was thinking maybe that's where the minhag, or whatever you want to call it, that you know, people call their wife honey, say, hey honey, you know, because Isha and Gematria, son. So, the source for that. Indavar Shalo or Mizamit, right? Okay. One of the Yihiratzons that we say when we eat the Simanim, we eat the pomegranate, we say, Sheyarba, we ask Hashem, Yihiratzon, Sheyarba Schiyosenu Kirimon. And that Hashem should give us a lot of schuyos, marber schuyos, like the rimon, just like the rimon, the palm has a lot of seeds, the Hashem likewise should give us a lot of schuyos. So they ask, how can we ask for such a thing? What do you mean can ask for schuyos? Schuyos is something you earn. You know, if I've done mitzvahs, so I have schuyot. If I didn't do mitzvahs, I don't. But Hashem, give me schuyos. You know, it's not a freebie over here. You know, if you earn it, you get it. If you don't earn it, you don't get it. When we're asking Hashem, give us a lot of schuyos, you either have it or you don't. So Michal Zilber explains the following. He says that sometimes a person, let's say, could write a sefer, publish a sefer, right? And what happens when people learn from that sefer? So that's a schuyos for him. People learning Torah from a sefer that he put out, or he gives a shir, right? And people come and listen to the shir, schus for him, etc. But he says it depends. You know how many schuyos has he amassed? Well, it depends. You know, you can have one person that picks up a sefer, or you can have a lot of people picking up a sefer. One person coming to a shir, you can have 1,000 people coming to a shir. So his schuyos can depend on things that he is not really in his control. It depends. So Mele, that's what we're asking, right? Okay, I can't add any more schuyos, so I just wrote the book, you know. But Hashem, you know, make you know these people open it up, and then I'll get more schuyos. So Mele, that's what Yarbe schuyos. It's interesting because the other week when we were in Yerushalayim, the yeshiva, so we were in a bookstore, and somebody comes up to me, who I've seen around the moshav. An acquaintance from the moshav that comes every now and then. I haven't seen him in a while, and he pulls out his little MP3 recorder and he says, "You know, I listen to your shirim all the time." And I'm like, "What? You know, I would, that's very nice. Thank you for the shirios. You know, so who knows? You know, you put a shir out on the, you know, on the." On the web, and you don't know how many people. So you can have one person listen, and a lot of people listen. So that's it. We can ask Hashem, Yarbis Chiyosinu Kirim, and let a lot of people listen, and Hashem, we have more sweets. Now, our tefillahs, famous tefillah of Musaf, is the son of Tokev. And one of the things we say, Mi Yichyeu Mi Yamus. So who's going to live? Who's going to die? There's Rav Hillel, Mikolmai. So once it came up to him and he complained. He says, you know, Eini b'malichiot. He says, I don't know what to live. You mean, I don't have a parnasa. I don't know what to live. Complaining, crying, I don't know what to live. So Rav Hillel answered him. He says, oh. He says, you're worried about that you don't have what to live with. He says, and I'm worried about I don't know how have what to die with. In other words, where are my maisim tovim? Where are my mitzvahs? You know, it's like the Chazal say, you know, the journey is long and the baggage is light. You know, I have to fill up my bags. Where's all my Torah mitzvahs? You know, I'm worried about what I'm going to die with. You're what I'm going to live with. The Siach Sadikim says that's mi yichye umi yamut. Right? Some people, the worry is mi yichye, what am I going to live with? And other people's mi yamus, what am I going to die with? Two different types of people. So, another thing we say in Musaf, Bein Melitz Yosher. So we say Bein Melitz Yosher. We don't have any Melitz Yosher. What do we don't have enough mitzvahs, right? Mul Magid Pesha Tagid Yaakov the Varachoku Mishpat Vetzadkeinu B'Mishpat Amelach Mishpat. The famous question they ask over here: that what's going on? We say at the beginning Bein Melitz Yosher. We have nothing. We have no Melitz Yosher. Nobody to speak on our behalf, on our defense. And we don't have any Melitz Yosher. And then what do we say? Vetzadkeinu b'mishpat. So give us a good mishpat, Hashem. What do you mean that? You just said you don't have a Melitz Yosher. Now you're asking for a Vetzadkeinu b'mishpat. Give us a good mishpat. We've said other answers in the past. The Kedushas Levi says, Levi Yitzchak Mibreditchev, he says that you can read it like this. What's the Melitz Yosher? There is a Melitz Yosher. What is that? The Ein. The Ein is a Melitz Yosher. if you feel yourself as ain, as nothing, you're humble and say, look, like we said before, look, I don't know what to die with. Look, I'm nothing. I'm ain. Oh, ain melitz yosher. That could be your melitz yosher, and then mitzad kein of a mishpat. Then you can have a good mishpat. You say one of the piyutim chom aminim. One of the things we say that Hashem is chosech chayim lechol chai. Hashem literally cuts life chosech chayim lechol chai to all the living. What does that mean? So the Chasam Sofer says that sometimes there's a gezerah on a person, a very serious gezerah of mavis, even the decree of death. However, Hashem in his rachmanis, what does he do? Instead of killing the person, he takes away his money. He makes the person poor, and an ani is chashiv kemeis, and therefore the gezerah is miskayim that way by being poor. So that's hinted to in this piyut. How so? The word chayim in gematria is what? 68. So what happens if you're chos chotech chayim? If you cut chayim, you cut chayim in half, right? 68 in half is what? 34. So what's 34? Dal, poor. Right, so Kodesh Baruch Hu, sometimes when there's a gezer on a person, he'll chotech chayim, he'll cut 68 into two, make the person dull, and then l'chol chai, so he can live. That's a way of keeping the person alive, by chotech chayim. Okay. Finally, we say at the end of the Zichronos, say, ki zocher kol nishkachos atahu me'olam. That Hashem, you remember all the forgotten. You're zocher kol nishkachos. So Rav Meir Yechiel Miastravtza used to say that, what does it mean, he's zocher kol nishkachos? That Hashem remembers whatever we want to forget. Whatever people want to forget, that's what Hashem remembers. Meaning, a Rasha, what does he want to forget? He wants to forget all his averas. This avera, forget about it. What does he want to remember? Oh, look at my mitzvahs. I did this, I did that. Mitzvahs he wants to remember. He wants to forget his averas. So Hashem is zocher and ishkachos. You want to forget your averas? Hashem says, no, I'm going to remember your averas. Tafka. A tzaddik is the other way around, right? When it comes to his mitzvahs, he forgets his mitzvahs. Ah, mitzvah, what are my mitzvahs and worth? But what? He remembers his averas. That's what he remembers, right? His veras are constantly in front of him, always remembering them and doing tshuva on them. So that's, he remembers his veras and forgets his mitzvahs. What does Hashem do? He's zocher nishkachos. You're forgetting your mitzvahs, I'm going to remember them. So whatever a person wants to forget, the Rasha wants to forget his veras, Hashem remembers his veras to the Rasha. The tzaddik wants to forget his mitzvahs, Hashem remembers his mitzvahs. Zocher kol nishkachos. They say, Agav, that explain with this a question from last week, Sandra. Right? In Kisavo, we have the Indian of Vidui Maisers. Right? That we, twice a year, we come and we make a declaration and we say, we give out all our trumas and Maisers, etc., all our masanim, and we say to Hashem a declaration, Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, v'lo shachakti, asisi chol asher tzivisani, etc. So, what is this called by Chazal? They call this Vidui Maisers. What does Vidui mean? Confession. So if everybody asks the question, what kind of a confession is this? Confession, as we know, like on Yom Kippur, you confess. Shamnu baganu, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, whatever. It's a confession. What kind of confession is we do what we're supposed to do, and then we say, Hashem, I did everything that you told me. Asisi kol asher tzivisani, I did everything. That's, what kind of a confession is that? How can that be called the vidui maaser? A confession? What kind of confession? But according to what we say, it's very good. Because what do we say in this confession? Right? Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha. V'lo shachachti. Means I didn't transgress any of your mitzvahs. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha. But the problem is, I also lo shachachti. I didn't forget them. I did the mitzvah, but I remembered all the mitzvahs. Right? But the mitzvah is, I did this mitzvah and that. Make sure Hashem remembers. Make sure everybody knows what all the mitzvahs. Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha. But the problem is lo shachachti. I didn't forget them. That is the vidui. So Hashem, we should Hashem should remember all our mitzvahs this year. Come into Rosh Hashanah, and we should all be. And nichtav and echtam, sefer shetzadik and gemurim, bizocha, this year, Tavshinayin Gimel, to coming of Mashiach Tzimkenu, b'mehera v'yameinu.